USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A state of emergency now in effect for Puerto Rico as Tropical Storm Dorian is moving towards the island and towards hurricane strength as well. The National Hurricane Center says there's a chance the storm could hit Puerto Rico as a minimal hurricane later today or tomorrow. The southeast U.S. is then on alert for a possible impact by the weekend. After just completing 3 weeks of radiation treatment for her latest bout with cancer, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was out yesterday receiving an honorary degree at the University of Buffalo School of Law, where she told the audience,
"It was beyond my wildest imagination that I would one day become the notorious RBG."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug, is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't
consider. So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer, state laws apply.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A 21-month-old child is dead after being left in a hot car in Indiana. Police in Hendricks County say the girl's family came home from church on Sunday and thought someone had taken the toddler out of the car. Meanwhile, there's a court appearance today for the New York City dad whose twin babies died after they were left in a hot car. Juan Rodriguez claims he forgot to drop off his 2 1-year-olds at daycare last month, accidentally leaving them in the vehicle all day as he was at work in the Bronx. Pop singer Taylor Swift winning the top prize at last night's MTV Video Music Awards, the music video of the year for You Need to Calm Down. As she was accepting the prize, she was slamming the White House for not responding to a petition asking it to support the so-called Equality Act.
I want to thank everyone who signed that petition because it now has 500,000 signatures, which is 5 times the amount that it would need to warrant a response from the White House.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Missing for over a week now, the active search for 2 missing firefighters off the coast of Florida has been suspended by the Coast Guard, but relatives are not giving up hope. The family of a missing Florida firefighter, one of the 2, speaking out as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The family of missing Florida firefighter Brian McClooney are remaining hopeful that he and his friend will be found. McClooney and Virginia firefighter Justin Walker disappeared during a fishing trip in Fort Canaveral nearly 2 weeks ago. McClooney's wife, Stephanie, says she is hopeful the U.S. Coast Guard may be able to find the missing men in their normal search patterns.
They are more likely to find something in their natural, regular search patterns, patrol patterns. If they found one slice of evidence, it would reactivate everything.
McClooney's mother and brother were thankful for the hundreds of volunteers and the service members for their efforts to look for the 2 missing men.
The Chicago Teachers Union is getting ready for a possible strike as the CTU has begun a 30-day clock for the potential work stoppage, rejecting a panel's recommendations yesterday in contract negotiations with Chicago Public Schools. The offer would have raised pay by 16% over 5 years. And Costco's opening its first store in China today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.